Is Sleeping Gods, Tides of Ruin worth it? When to add the expansion? Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. Add Tides of Ruin only after the original Sleeping Gods has proven it will reach the table for another campaign. It expands the original world. It does not work with Distant Skies. Sleeping Gods Tides of Ruin can look like one obvious shelf, until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. The owner confirms original game compatibility, labels new materials, and records when the expanded Atlas enters the campaign. The cabinet's test is whether the known sea gains another edge, and every new shoreline competes with unfinished promises already written in the captain's log. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which Sleeping Gods Tides of Ruin should you buy? Add Tides of Ruin only after the original Sleeping Gods has proven it will reach the table for another campaign. It expands the original world. It does not work with Distant Skies. The first table job is simple. The owner confirms original game compatibility, labels new materials, and records when the expanded Atlas enters the campaign. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Sleeping Gods Tides of Ruin, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the players, learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Requires original Sleeping Gods. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the linked editorial sources. What does playing Sleeping Gods Tides of Ruin actually feel like? Tides enlarges the horizon rather than replacing the voyage system. Keep the expansion closed until the base rules and save routine are stable, then integrate it according to the official instructions. More map is valuable only when the group remembers clues and can evaluate travel cost. The lasting hook is that the known sea gains another edge, and every new shoreline competes with unfinished promises already written in the captain's log. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session, rule play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup. Add labeled dividers and record the exact integration point in the campaign log. Teaching plan. Explain that expansion areas are opportunities, not a mandate to abandon every active base quest. Before cleanup, photograph base box, Tides box, Atlas pages, storybook, marked components, quest log, dividers, and the exact integration rules. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Tides expands the original. Distant Skies is a separate standalone campaign. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to compatibility, added exploration, narrative density, storage, note burden, timing, replay value, and whether the original voyage is actually returning. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Sleeping Gods Tides of Ruin. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Start Sleeping Gods, the original open world campaign. Add next Sleeping Gods, Tides of Ruin, more Atlas, quests, and original game exploration. Only IF Sleeping Gods, Distant Skies, the standalone sequel and easier entry. The stopping rule matters, does not expand Distant Skies. More content increases storage and campaign note burden. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists, it does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Sleeping Gods, Tides of Ruin, edition, language, seller, included contents, and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. What is inside each purchase path, and what does each product change? Sleeping Gods, the original open world campaign. This is the first complete experience in this guide. Requires original Sleeping Gods. Sleeping Gods, Tides of Ruin, more Atlas quests and original game exploration. Added only after the table can explain why more Atlas quests and original game exploration is the missing job. Does not expand Distant Skies. Sleeping Gods, Distant Skies, the standalone sequel and easier entry. Added only after the table can explain why the standalone sequel and easier entry is the missing job. More content increases storage and campaign note burden. These are not interchangeable cartons. Each exact ASIN has one job in the collection. Foundation, added player count, broader geography, deeper systems, or a specialist convenience. Product photos and official rules references are shown at reading size, so addition marks and included components can be checked before checkout. When a box is an expansion, its matching foundation remains mandatory. When it is standalone, owning the older game may still be useful, but it is not a rules dependency. That distinction prevents the two most common purchase failures: buying an expansion with nothing to expand and replacing a complete game with merely newer packaging. The edition name, dependency, and direct Amazon identity were checked together. Compatible and standalone are not synonyms. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy before buying, finish enough base play. Wanting the next horizon is evidence. Integrating, follow component marks. Do not mix story materials by intuition. Exploring, cluster routes. New distance still costs actions and health. Campaign, tag expansion clues. Your future self needs context. Debrief the new coastline that justified reopening the logbook. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about compatibility, added exploration, narrative density, storage, note burden, timing, replay value, and whether the original voyage is actually returning. Community experience is synthesized in Puzzlewick's voice, never disguised as invented first-hand play or an anonymous quotation. A 3-session path from unboxing to confident play. Session 1, learn the loop. Keep the expansion closed until the base rules and save routine are stable, then integrate it according to the official instructions. Keep optional modules closed, play legal turns, and record only the rules questions that actually interrupt the decision. Session 2, remove friction. Use the setup photograph, assign component zones, and practice the follow component marks habit. The goal is a clean start and finish, not a more elaborate table. Session 3, earn the next layer. Apply cluster routes and debrief the new coastline that justified reopening the logbook. Only then decide whether the next product in the ladder solves a repeated limitation or merely extends the shopping phase. This schedule protects the reason the known sea gains another edge, and every new shoreline competes with unfinished promises already written in the captain's log. It also gives a buyer enough evidence to return, wait, or expand without mistaking launch excitement for long-term fit. Mastery is 3 cleaner decisions, not 3 more boxes. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting. Explain that expansion areas are opportunities, not a mandate to abandon every active base quest. Solo. Solo integration is fully viable, but the larger quest web benefits from disciplined notes. The invisible budget is the original base game, another campaign, more storage, stronger notes, integration discipline, and enough appetite for a wider world. That workload predicts whether Sleeping Gods Tides of Ruin returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower-star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Requires original sleeping guards. Does not expand distant skies. More content increases storage and campaign note burden. For sleeping guards Tides of Ruin, Amazon review patterns were used as a secondary signal for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation failures. Ratings and isolated quotes are not frozen because listings merge and the useful signal is the repeated problem, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the known sea gains another edge, and every new shoreline competes with unfinished promises already written in the captain's log is not a defect. It is evidence for the "who should skip it" verdict. Common misconceptions corrected before checkout. Tides of Ruin is not required for a complete base campaign. It is not a bridge to distant skies. More Atlas does not reduce the need for notes. This sleeping guard's Tides of Ruin record was checked July 30, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. Puzzlewick's publishing audit rechecks direct Amazon identity, while dated publisher sources preserve the rules and compatibility baseline for the next refresh. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Sleeping Guards Tides of Ruin worth it for explorers who want more Atlas, quests, characters, and distant routes. Unnecessary for a first campaign already rich with choices. Before adding Sleeping Guards Tides of Ruin, explain which repeated table problem it fixes and how that changes the known sea gains another edge. And every new shoreline competes with unfinished promises already written in the captain's log. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options, Sleeping Guards on Amazon, Sleeping Guards, Tides of Ruin on Amazon, Sleeping Guards. Distant Skies on Amazon final verdict. Worth it for explorers who want more Atlas, quests, characters, and distant routes. Unnecessary for a first campaign already rich with choices. Frequently asked questions. Can Tides be used with Distant Skies? Number should it be added immediately? No, learn the base and confirm repeat campaign demand. Does it replace base content? No, it extends it. Who should skip it? Anyone who has not finished or wants to resume the original campaign. What is the safest first purchase for Sleeping Guards Tides of Ruin? The original open world campaign. Start with the exact edition linked in this guide, play it repeatedly, and add another box only when the table can name the missing experience. Should I buy every product in this Sleeping Guards Tides of Ruin guide at once? Number the sequence is a stop-aware ladder, not a single cart. Buy the first complete experience, then let repeated play justify the next box.